track three. And we'll start with the lead story from the Mid-Devon Advertiser, which is revitalisation of the town centre planned, Newt and Abbott. Plans on show for new market hall. A major step forward in the revitalisation of Newton Abbott Town Centre will be taken early in April when traders, businesses and shoppers will get the chance to see plans for the market hall. The exhibition of the plans will begin with an engagement event for traders on Wednesday, April the 10th. Officers and members from Teignbridge District Council, TDC, will talk through plans to relocate traders to the former post office building while work to transform the market hall area takes place. TDC plans to work with existing traders on the relocation, timings, and information about the new market hall offer, alongside opportunities within the vacant shops which had been earmarked for this purpose since they had become empty. The event will also be the chance for discussion about ongoing communication and engagement. Following the traders' event, the exhibition will relocate to Market Walk, where residents, visitors and shoppers can see the plans for the Market Square, which will boast a food and drink area as well as a modern, bespoke and market stall area. The whole area will be approached through a completely redesigned and revitalised Market Square, which will have trees, plants and seating areas and provide a calm and attractive place for people to socialise, eat and relax. The exhibition space will be open from Thursday, April the 11th to Saturday, April the 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The work to transform the market area of Newton Abbott is being funded from the Future High Streets Fund and is part of the overarching Garden Communities Plan to revitalise, enhance and protect the areas of Newton Abbott and Kingstainton. Councillor David Palethorpe, Teignbridge Council's Executive Member for Economic Development, said, "The new market project is part of our ambitions to regenerate and revitalise our premier market town and will provide an exciting market offer for residents and visitors to the town. We are keen to talk to anyone who is interested in running a stall in the new market."
Teen Shanty Festival's future in doubt. The future of the Teen Maritime and Shanty Festival is in doubt. Team members are considering standing down and a new team is needed for the event to continue. It has proved a hit right out of the gate, having staged four successful festivals and raising more than £10,000 for four local charities. With its committee members looking to stand down, the future of the Maritime Festival just hangs in the balance, and a new team is needed to spearhead the event moving forward. Popular though it is, its future is uncertain, as the present committee, who have loved organising the festival and have gladly given up their time in service to it, are looking to step down to pursue other activities and are therefore hoping others will come forward and carry the torch. "We've taken the decision to run the festival every other year, as it takes a year to prepare everything, and to minimise costs, all the work is undertaken by the committee, right down to designing advertising materials and typesetting the huge programme," a spokesperson for the committee said. "Teen Maritime and Shanty Festival is a registered trademark and we're very protective of the brand. Feedback from performers and the public alike details how well organised and friendly the festival is, and we need to find a team to uphold these high standards. The next festival is scheduled to be in September 2025. The exact date is tide dependent, and given that it takes a year to prepare, we need to get a team in place as quickly as possible. The current main committee are happy to provide training, insight and oversight, but not to be part of the new committee. However, certain members of the wider committee, with responsible for certain special organisational aspects, have indicated they would be happy to continue in a support role," the spokesperson added. The festival brings together shanty crews from assorted backgrounds and celebrates the maritime tradition of old, as well as highlighting the best local food. The 2023 festival, for example, has the largest to date, with as many as 50 musicians, 15 sea-themed performers, and a whole host of volunteers. We were honoured to have the world-famous Kimber's Men perform, the spokesperson said. Another highlight was the presence all weekend of the tour ship Pelican, moored in Tynmouth Harbour, for people to board and look around. Last year also saw the use of the Den on the Saturday, heralded by a Scottish piper leading many of the performers around the town, culminating in a gathering in the Triangle. The festival was kindly opened by Tynmouth's Mayor, Councillor Joan Atkins, outside the Tynmouth Pavilions, the spokesperson added. Recently, the committee staged a free thank you at Tynmouth Rugby Club for all the volunteers and sound technicians, with entertainment provided by the Back Beach Boys and Celtic Dawn. Volunteers are essential, and without them, the festival simply could not go ahead. This is also true of the many local companies which support the festival, whether it be through advertising or supplying their wares during the event.
Minor Injuries Unit open again to patients. After 4 years, the Minor Injuries Unit at Dawlish Hospital has finally reopened today. NHS bosses confirmed the opening a few weeks ago, and now the unit is open to patients. It will be open from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on an appointment basis. The priority service will mean people are able to call 01626 895203 and book appointments for the same day. Walk-in visitors will be supported, but appointments will be prioritised so patients may be redirected. Staff will be able to treat a range of conditions including soft tissue injuries, limb injuries, soft tissue infections, wounds such as bites and stings, lacerations requiring sutures, foreign bodies in eyes and ears, and minor illnesses such as tonsillitis, ear infections and female urinary tract infections. The unit was closed for 4 years, mainly due to staffing problems, but now the NHS bosses have filled vacant nurses' posts. Dr. Liz Thomas, Deputy Director of Torbay and South Devon NHS, said the Dawlish model is based on the Minor Injuries Unit at system at Totnes Hospital, which currently works very well. The reopening comes after years of campaigning by the Friends of Dawlish Hospital and Dawlish Town Council. Chairman and Friends of Dawlish Hospital Jeff King said, "Needless to say, I am delighted that progress has been made." The reopening follows lengthy campaigning by the Friends, who launched a petition last year. The Bring Back Dawlish Minor Injuries Unit petition attracted almost 200 responses.